How do you get qualified leads contacting you, knocking down your door to work with you on a regular basis without spending tons of money on marketing and ad spend and all these other techniques that they want to teach you? The answer is word of mouth. You've heard about this before. You've heard word of mouth is the best way to get business and you need referrals, but nobody ever teaches you how to actually build a system that is scalable and repeatable to get word of mouth clients and referrals. That is what I'm going to teach you today. If you want to develop a true referral engine, which a lot of people talk about, but they don't give you the true tactics to apply, the first thing you need to understand is why people refer and the understanding of the social dynamics of referrals. So if you want to understand why people refer, the first thing you need to do is understand that your product needs to be remarkable. And I use that word very intentionally because remarkable means it is worthy of remark. It's worthy of remarking upon to your social circle and to your friends. So before you do anything else, you need to make sure that your product is remarkable. And you need to understand what reasons people are remarking upon to their friends and family. And there are three reasons people remark upon a service and refer their friends to it. The first one is reciprocity. It's the understanding that if somebody feels like they are given something, they feel indebted and have a psychological need to repay that debt. The second one is social norms. When it feels like this is what everybody does here, I feel like I have to do this to be a part of this social dynamic. And the last one is status. Feeling like by sharing this, I increase my own status and it almost acts as social currency. Like if I share this with somebody else, they're going to look at me like I'm this source of information that nobody else has. So in the fitness industry, how can you bake these three aspects into your fitness business? I'm going to give you the tools right now. So when it comes to reciprocity, you first have to understand what reciprocity is. Reciprocity, again, is when a person feels like they were given something of value, they want to return the favor or pay off that debt, even if it's simple psychologically. So how do you use that law of reciprocity to get more referrals? You have to understand that the service that we're providing is one of the most powerful things that we can do for people. We are changing their health. We are changing their lives, not only their lives, but we are creating what's called generational health. And there's a physical component of that where there's epigenetics and helping somebody lose 100 pounds off of their body is going to be carried through multiple generations. There's also a behavioral side of that where their children are going to watch them behaving a certain way and want to emulate that as they grow up. It's incredibly valuable what we can do for people. And if you do it well, you will get praise on a regular basis. You will get clients telling you and showering you with how much they love you and how much you've changed their lives and how indebted they are and how this is the only thing they've ever done that's helped them get the results they wanted. That is a way that they are repaying the debt. They are verbally trying to repay the debt because they feel so much value from what they've gotten. And the only way they know how to repay it is by showering you with praise and love and saying, I don't know how else to pay you, but I just need to tell you how great you are. If you want to maximize your referrals in your business, you've got to use these as talk triggers and train yourself to identify when this is happening, identify when you are hearing verbal praise, and to give them something else that they can pay you back with. So what else can you give them? So you can give them the chance to refer their friends and family and other people that need the same level of benefit and results that they've gotten. So the second you start to hear them talk about the results that they've gotten and how great they feel and all these things, you want to kind of stop them and say, hey, that's just part of what we do. Honestly, the best thing you could do is think about a person that might be able to benefit from this or, you know, that you might want to share this experience with. Do you think that you can think of somebody like that? And you want to use those as the talk triggers to ask for the referral. And if you're doing this by yourself, it's a habit that you should teach yourself how to do. Pick up on those talk triggers, pick up on the things that they say that trigger your response to ask for a referral. And if you don't do this, you're actually doing a disservice, because this is a great gift that they can give you for the work that you've done for them. And it's also a great gift that they can give to a friend. And I say that with 100% authenticity, that if you don't have the courage to ask for a referral in that moment where they are showering you with praise, you are doing them a disservice, because if they refer, they will be incredibly more bought into your service overall, because in their minds, they would also say, I'm referring my friends. That must mean I really love this place. And they're going to stay around longer and get even better results at the end of the day because of it. So the first way that you can use reciprocity is giving them a different way to pay back that debt in the form of asking for referrals. And this could be connections to local organizations that you could partner with. This could be friends or family member they could bring in as a trial. Or it could be just a testimonial that you could then use to create other marketing aspects, like a video testimonial or a photo before and after that you can ask of them. These are all great ways to help them repay that debt that they feel they owe you and you can use to grow your business. So the second way you can bake referral generation into your personal training business is through understanding social status and understanding that by referring, they're giving something very exclusive to other people and helping them feel that they are improving their status in their social world because of what you're giving them. And I want to give you one of my favorite tricks to doing this. This is a top secret thing that we only use in Engage Personal Training that, you know, we've never exposed to the world before today. And we call it the magic business card. So I hate business cards. I think they're completely worthless. The only reason I would ever get a business card is for this very reason. When you get a business card, you want to make sure that it is on a white or gray background and in a matte finish, not a glossy finish, because the magic business card technique is this. When somebody starts talking to you about the gym or maybe telling you how much they are enjoying the gym or the process, you're going to give them the opportunity to give an exclusive, one-of-a-kind gift to a friend or family member on a private line. And when they start showering you with that praise, you want to stop them and you want to say, hey, this is awesome. Who do you know that could use something like this? And they might say, oh, my coworkers, my wife, my whatever, and say, well, listen, I want you to give them this. And I never do this, but I want you to take this card. And what you're going to do is you're going to cross out the phone number that's on your card, which should be like your gym's number or, you know, some generic way to contact your company or yourself, whether it's a work, it's like devin@trainwithme.com. You're going to cross that out and you're going to handwrite your cell phone number on there. And you're also going to write the gift that you're going to give them. So you're going to write free month of training on me. And you're going to give this to them and say, hey, listen, I want you to give this to your friend. Tell them not to email the number on here, not to call the number on here. Call my cell phone and tell them that you sent them, and I'm going to give them this offer. We never do this, but you've been such a great client and we want more people like you. Please don't tell anybody we did this. And this is called the magic business card, because you're giving them something that is one of a kind and they feel is going to elevate their social status, because they're going to go to their friend and you say, oh, hey, you looking for a gym? I got one of these. I want to give it to you. And I've lost 50 pounds and I've changed my life with this. I think this is great for you. Right? You're giving them that much more of a reason to give it away, because by doing so, it's going to elevate their social status, because that person is going to say, wow, they gave me this exclusive thing to me and they've got an in with the owner or the head trainer. That is how you elevate somebody's social status baked into your fitness business or your personal training company. Now, the last thing that you want to do to bake referral generation into your fitness business is to make it known that it is the social norm that you bring your friends to the gym. Years ago, I had a meeting with, you know, multi best-selling author Seth Godin. And one of the things that he said during that time is, if you want to build community, you want to make the behaviors that you need to build your community The behaviors that people say, people like us do things like this. And you want to make referrals fall into that category so that everybody looks around and says, referring your friends is just what we do in this community. So how do you do that on a regular basis? You do it by rewarding and recognize privately and publicly every single time somebody refers. So let's say John refers his coworker Billy to our program. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Billy, the new client, and I'm going to say, hey, listen, we're so proud and happy that he brought you to our community. We love when clients do this. Hey, we have a gift program for our clients when they refer somebody. What would be an awesome gift up to $500 that we could give John? What would he love and really appreciate? And Billy's going to say, oh, he loves the Eagles. He loves this restaurant that we could take him and his wife out to. And say, awesome. I'm going to buy this gift for him and I'm going to say it's from both of us. Is that cool? Billy's going to say, yeah, that's great. So what is happening in this interaction is that Billy is getting a reward. He's getting an elevated social status because he is now attached to this gift that's worth $500 going to his friend. And what he's doing is he's seeing that this is a system, that this is something that happens all the time in this business. So he's getting a reward, which is going to be then more inclined to be repeated. And he's also seeing that this is the way that people like us do things like this. Now, John, who is the client that referred him, is also going to get a gift. He's going to get rewarded. And he'll be known that, wow, I was rewarded for bringing this referral, therefore being more inclined to do so in the future. So this is one way that you can use rewarding and recognizing to elevate the chances of you getting a referral and making it more repeatable. So every single time you get a referral, go through that process, go to the person and teach them this is the way they do things, attach them to the gift to the original client, and keep that in your system. Now, what you do next is when those two people come to the gym together, you take a photo with them together, you post it on your public social media channels, and you shower them with praise and recognition about, hey, John brought his friend Billy. This is the way we do things here. And this is what it's all about. We also got John tickets to the Eagles game because that's what we do here when you bring your friends. Here's a link to refer your friends, right? So you're praising publicly and privately. You're rewarding and recognizing in all different areas. This system will attack every single element that we've talked about so far. Now, finally, if you want to generate more referrals in your business, the last thing you have to think about is how to remove friction. Friction is a killer of any behavior that you want to instill in your business. And friction comes in the form of what could stop this person from bringing their friend through our doors. So I'll give you an example. If I give out gift cards, physical gift cards to a friend where they have to pick up a phone and call me to redeem, here's all the layers of friction there. First, I have to find John in person and give him the card. I have to then instruct him who he's going to give that card to. And if he doesn't have anybody, chances are he's just going to throw it in the trash. So I have to direct his thinking into who he's going to refer. And then John has to go out with a physical gift card and see Billy in person. Now, if Billy doesn't work for him or work with him, if he doesn't live in his neighborhood, maybe he lives a few miles down the road, it's an immense amount of friction between him physically giving Billy that gift card. And then if he does see Billy, because he's that inclined to give the referral, he has to remember to bring the physical gift card. And then Billy has to pick up the phone to a complete stranger and say, I want to redeem this. Now, everybody knows in 2023, when this is being recorded, picking up the phone to call a company is not the easiest way to do business anymore. It's just not the way things are done anymore. So multiple layers of friction between this person wants to refer and that person walking through the door. So how do you remove it? So you need to find ways to remove all the friction involved from step one to that person joining. Nowadays, we've got systems like QR codes. We've got digital media that can instantly connect multiple people at once. But there's nothing more effective than going to John and saying, hey, I know you've gotten a lot out of our program. Who do you know that would benefit from this? John says, I want to bring my buddy Billy. And I say, awesome. Hey, before you leave, would you mind connecting us on an email and I will invite him in to do that in person. That is the best way to generate a referral, because you're holding him accountable to emailing you in the moment with the other person on the line. You've gathered the contact information, and then you can coordinate the two of them coming to the gym together and signing him up on the spot. These are the ways that you can create a true referral engine for your fitness business that is simple, scalable, and repeatable. And if you put all of these metrics in a scorecard that you hold yourself accountable to, you'll see your fitness business absolutely blow up with zero ad spend, zero dorky marketing tactics, and the most qualified leads walking through your door every single day. So now that you've got those systems and those processes, so now that you've got an understanding of why people refer and the avenues that you can take to get them to refer, you need to know the three most critical times to ask for the referral. The first one is the moment that they sign up for the gym. They're going to be at the peak excitement and anticipation and energy and feeling value that they're getting from you. And it's the perfect time to ask them to bring a friend. How you ask is going to be unique and to your business and exactly the way you do things, but you do want to ask for a referral at the moment that they sign up for your gym. It's the most likely for them to go and with excitement tell their friends they're joining and that they can join too at some sort of discount. Number two is the peak moment of excitement in their fitness journey. They've lost the weight, they step on a scale, and they've seen a number they've never seen before. They shower you with praise. We talked about earlier that reciprocity. You want to use that as a talk trigger to having a talk track that says, hey, thank you so much. You know, you did all the hard work, but hey, listen, who do you know that could benefit from a program like this? Let's get them in the door. And number three, the third best time to refer a friend is when the client cancels. Because when a client cancels their gym membership, they typically, unless there's some weird reason that you had some horrible customer service and they hate you, a lot of times when people leave, it's through genuine like schedule reasons. They're moving away. Something happened in their lives that they have to cancel. And they usually feel some sort of guilt or feel bad about sending you that. And that's also a chance for reciprocity in itself, because they probably took a lot of courage and they feel so bad because they're taking business away from a young business owner or a young personal trainer they know is working really hard and has invested a lot into them. The perfect time to ask for something in return. You say, hey, as much as this pains me and as sorry as I am to see you go, you know, this does leave an opening in my schedule. I know that your kids play basketball for the local sport league. Do you think you could connect me to this, to the coach, so I could reach out to see if I could fill some spots, because I really want to, you know, make sure I keep clients coming in the door? They are a million times more likely to produce that referral for you because they feel indebted because of the guilt or badness they feel around leaving you, pulling their business away from you. So those are the top three ways that you can fit referral asks into your business.